You raise the point of maybe someone can stare into what I'm reading, or, you know, if the person's a terrible person, like imagine the person behind you pours some water or coffee or something on your head.
Kids, they spit on them. Kids love spitting from a height. First thing, you know, when you take a kid to a slightly higher place, and I'm saying kid very loosely, like for boys, this can be true for up to into your 30s, depending on who's watching.
Hello, namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Hey Hussein, welcome back, and welcome back to our listeners. Hussein's back from his trip to Kenya and Mombasa.
Yes.
Kenya. Mombasa is part of Kenya?
Mombasa is a city in Kenya. It's like it's a coastal city. So we were in Nairobi, which is like a hill station. It's also, I think, the capital of Kenya. It's the biggest city, whatever. And then people from Nairobi usually go to Mombasa to kind of chill. It's like their Lonavala. Yeah. Only thing is that it is reversed. You know,
reversed. Nairobi is the Lonavala and the Mombasa is the Goa.
Kind of, yeah. Right. Yes, that's a good example.
Great. And you had a great time. You sent us a message from the beach.
Oh, yes. And thank you, Keshav. You know, listeners should know that Keshav kind of managed the ops like a pro.
No, it's cool. It's thank you.
Yes. So yeah, Keshav, with that, let's, I think, jump in. No, it's a interesting topic, and I have some views. Okay, because I traveled by flight freshly. So
yes. So this is a perfect topic for you to throw light upon.
Light on. Beautiful. Okay. So, and also, Keshav, thank you to two listeners. Gaurav Dahia and also Saad, both of them sent in this topic.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you, Saad.
Yeah, and also, listeners, I think a good thing to do would be to probably check out the image.
Do check out this image. It's very important for the story. Because it's a design-based story.
Yes. Huh? But one of our favorite areas, which is air travel.
I think air travel, IRCTC, who else, you know, features in our...
Pet topics. Generally, like some sort of violence or some sort of fight, that kind of stuff.
Or some sort of marriage-based story.
Yeah.
We have tons of those.
Yes.
Man marries two women, woman marries self, woman marries two guys.
Yeah.
Three people get married underground. I don't know. Like, there's so many of those.
That AI, one guy married a hologram. Remember?
Yeah. Didn't a Russian guy marry his inflatable doll?
Doll. Yeah. That's another great space. So, we haven't been there in some time. I think listeners should keep eyes out.
Shadi season is coming.
Is coming up soon. Okay, chalo. So, the designer of a double level plane seat that's dividing the internet says he's more sure than ever that it will fly. Okay, that's the headline. So, the story is about a new kind of seat design.
Like a seating arrangement, you can say.
Seating arrangement for
economy. Because when an airline buys the airplane, they actually buy just the shell.
Correct.
Then they have to go to, if it's Airbus, then they have to go to France. If it's Boeing, then they have to go to wherever in the US. And then they sit down with those engineers and figure out like exactly how many millimeter between seats.
Correct. Yeah. That's good context, because what you've kind of highlighted is that there needs to be buy-in from the airlines as well.
Yeah, because the final consumer is the airline. Even though the final consumer is actually you and I. But I don't think they care about us.
But we don't have a say.
We don't have a say.
So I'll get into the article, and then we can spend some more time describing the image as well. So Flying economy could be the worst part of your trip. Spending hours stuffed into a row of cramped seats can be devastatingly uncomfortable, making minutes feel like days. That's why Alejandro Nunez Vicente designed an innovative prototype for economy seating on two levels that would create more space per passenger without reducing the number of passengers on a flight. The design, called the Chase Lounge. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Chase Lounge. The design called the Chase Lounge received backlash on social media platforms after the Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg, Germany, displayed it earlier this month, as Insider previously reported. TikTokers seem particularly concerned with smelling the farts of the people in the upper rows.
This was my number one concern when I saw the picture.
Yeah, according to another Insider article. Okay, so it's a good time to now get into the description of the design.
Yeah. It's kind of like I think people should take a look. Listeners should take a look at the image, because that's the best way to get an understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think if we had to attempt to describe it, think of steps. Usually in an economy compartment, you're sitting next to each other, right? They are horizontal rows in front of each other.
Yeah.
But here, there will be someone sitting vertically slightly above you on a row of seats as well.
And they will be above you, but they will be ahead of you.
Ahead of you, yeah.
So they're not aligned, you know, on the side view. If you look at them, like the bottom row is behind the top row.
Correct.
So that's how they end up saving space. I think.
Now that's what the new seating is designed, and it looks like that. Yeah. It looks rather, I think, on paper, it looks rather cool.
Yeah. But it's also a clever piece of PR, I feel, in the way that they've pitched it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they said that without having to reduce the number of passengers.
Passengers, correct.
When in reality, at the heart of this design is the greed with which you can increase the number of passengers. You can actually double the number of passengers.
So
maybe not double,
know.
Maybe 1.5, let's say.
I don't know the economics of it, but I think what the design is trying to solve is the cramped nature of economy traveling.
You think so? I'm not so convinced that it's got its heart in the right place.
So if you look at the image, okay, you look at the way the people are sitting, the three people in the image.
Yeah.
I feel all of them have a lot of leg room. Versus a regular economy flight that we fly today. And I come fresh from a flight. So I can, you know, say that definitely there's a lot more legroom per person.
It is, definitely. I agree with that part of the design. However, the trade-off is that it's like volume, right?
Yeah.
You've basically put someone above me now. Like, if I'm watching something or reading something, the person behind me can actually look at everything I'm reading. Or is there a partition, or I don't know.
There is. Yeah, so see, there seems to be
But if somebody wanted
some...
to lean ahead and really,
then it's
like,
possible.
Peep, they
yeah.
want to... So, they may have created more leg room, but they've definitely packed more people into the same volume.
It's like, you know, to give a bad example, like say if I'm transporting watermelons and watermelons used to be round and then they designed square watermelons for ease of transport.
For maximum bang for buck.
Volume again, right? In the same space.
Stackable.
Yeah.
Don't waste any square footage in the container.
So
then we are being like, since we can't be molded into square shapes,
our seating or our personal space is kind of being molded into
great example. The watermelon, such a beautiful example.
So now I feel, okay, Keshav, if you raise the point of maybe someone can stare into what I'm reading, or, yeah, you know, if the person's a terrible person, like imagine the person behind you pours some water or coffee or something on your head.
Kids, they spit on them. Kids love spitting from a height. First thing, you know, when you take a kid to a slightly higher place, and I'm saying kid very loosely, like for boys, this can be
extend
true for up
to,
into,
yeah,
into their 30s,
yeah,
depending on who's watching. And if it's true for girls, also please write in and let us know. Something makes you spit.
Spit, yeah. Or throw something, you know,
or
at
throw
the
something.
Person.
We just want to test
below.
Gravity. That's,
yeah,
cool. Like.
So those options open up, yeah, in this design. Because the biggest thing is that there is someone above and there is someone below.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, opens up a can of worms if you are a nasty person or if you're flying.
Yeah, and
with
I'm
a nasty
sure
person.
There will be a seating hierarchy in terms of which seats get sold for what amount, right? I'm guessing the seats below will be cheaper than the seats above.
I wonder, okay, it's a good discussion to have. See, because the seats above, there seem to be steps that lead to it.
Right.
Hardly like two or three steps, but there, yeah, are still steps.
Yeah,
so,
easy steps. It's kind of
easy.
Like how you climb up to get into the middle berth in a railway coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a lot of climbing. This is far
That's
easier.
Intense. Yeah, this is far easier. This is far easier. So I'm guessing, you know, like a senior citizen or something like that would probably take the lower ones and the higher ones. So say if you're someone who doesn't need to use the restroom a lot, I would prefer the higher one, right? I would,
yeah,
not, I would just want to be there and kind of do my thing. I don't know though if it'll be priced differently is what I'm saying.
I feel like it might be priced differently.
What do you think would be at a premium?
I feel like the aisle on the top will be at the premium.
Oh.
Because the middle is terrible. As it is, middle is terrible.
It's terrible,
now,
yeah.
Now you've put the middle in a hard-to-reach place, keep out of reach of people. Like, this person cannot be saved also in an emergency.
So that should be the cheapest, technically.
That will be the... I think the middle, the bottom row middle will be the cheapest.
Oh, bottom row, middle, cheapest. Okay.
Because, because you know, getting... because of the nature of this design, it's at a slant, right?
Yeah,
you can't,
it's hard.
There's no room for you to stand up and just walk out. You'll have to contort yourself into like some...
Yeah.
I don't know. L or...
So that should be the cheapest.
Yeah, there's no way to come out unless like the aisle person stands up. And even then to slide out is not easy.
Yeah, good point. Or maybe, you know, if they keep only aisle seats. So say there's no middle seat in that lower layer.
Yeah, but they do have middle seats in the lower layer.
Is it like, I can't really see.
I checked.
Because...
If you scroll down, there's a front view also.
Oh, there is? Oh, you're right. So there are middle seats in both the levels.
Yeah.
Oh man, okay. So now in this front view, Keshav,
yeah,
the lower seats look terrible, man.
Yeah, no.
Like it seems very claustrophobic,
it
actually.
It is extremely claustrophobic for the low people at the double lower level. And the way they've planned it is, I think, only on the middle row of
aisle
seats.
The side ones will remain as is.
As is because of the nature of the plane itself, right?
Yeah.
The plane itself is like a circular.
Correct. And you need the space for the luggage bins.
For the luggage,
bins.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So the top guys can also peep into the side aisle.
Side guys.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be at a premium, basically.
That's going to be at a premium, definitely.
So then, Keshav, I have a problem to solve, okay?
Okay, great. Super.
See, because let's say this design is accepted. The risk, okay? See, humans will be treated like cattle, okay? Let's not go there. Let's not try and improve that experience.
That is the nature of humanity.
Humanity.
We like classification.
Yeah.
We like, forget seats. We've sold each other in the past.
Absolutely. Great point. So, what we can solve here is, the least we can do is that the people on the top rows, okay, are not nasty people. Like, they are not the ones who will end up spitting and throwing bread rolls at the other people.
But how will you bet for that? You know, I mean, it's a great intention, but how, right? You know, imagine putting them through psychometrics or I don't know what kind of tests. Buying a ticket was hard enough.
And you know the best part, Keshav, because they are right on top, it's hard to even catch them. Like if they are causing a nuisance or a menace, how do you even catch them? Because they
will become the natural bullies. And I really, my heart goes out to the cabin crew.
Serving.
As it is, they have such a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine trying to serve these three extra people sitting on top. Which tray will reach there? How is this tray going to come out? They have zero empathy for people, these people who are thinking about this design. All they care about is packing people in. That's it.
And also see, even now, okay, with a regular seating, usually the middle seat person has to be helped by the aisle seat person. Okay, if in most cases, otherwise, you know, it's a little odd for the stewardess to kind of reach in.
Yeah.
Because they'll kind of be in your face if you're in the aisle, right?
So yeah, correct.
Usually a decent aisle person offers to pass the food
a
tray.
A turkey aisle person will just sit there waiting for an armpit. In their face.
So... imagine now the middle person in who's like 2 or 3 feet, you know, above
higher,
you.
Yeah, you'll need to have a pulley.
I was imagining the stewardess's face is in the crotch of the higher person. It's gotten even worse.
Yeah. I think if they're designing this, they should complete it with a conveyor belt system also.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but a pulley. Pulley is a... You know what it reminds me of, Keshav? In old buildings, okay, in Mumbai, there used to be a theli that would be tied to a rope.
Like a little basket.
Basket, yeah. And then someone down would have bought something. They would just yell a name. And that person from that floor. And this obviously worked for like 4 or 5 floor buildings.
Yeah, especially because a lot of these tenants who were, say, older, who could not come down 3 times a day.
A day, yeah.
In
obviously because no lifts. Yeah, yeah.
So usually the purchase, I know from what I've seen in movies and in life, is usually it's your daily,
milk,
basically.
Correct. Groceries,
bread,
milk.
Kind of thing.
They throw down that basket. Someone will put the stuff in.
And it goes up.
So, in our old house. Oh,
and
we
the basket
the
has money
floor.
Also in it.
It's, yeah, so many
and
times
it
has money.
And change in it also.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
GPA,
yeah.
So, you put the whole phone. Phone leke bhag gaya.
So, what used to happen so many times, in our old house, we used to live on the first floor. Okay.
Okay.
So, we used to always, like, in a day, there would be 3-4 baskets that would
going
just pass.
Going up and down.
And very often, I was tempted to, like...
to just reach out.
Yeah, and take something. So, would that work, Keshav? This basket
this
system?
Basket system. I think it will work because there's full transparency. Everybody can see. Nobody can steal. I think the basket system is great.
So along
have
with
to
the
bring their own basket, otherwise it's costly.
Along with the oxygen mask that comes down, huh? There's one button for the basket.
If you screw up in an emergency, you're putting a basket on your face. full of holes.
Oh, shit.
It's a solution, definitely.
Yeah. So, and now, okay, coming to, I think, the big question that the internet had was about the farts. Yeah, like, are you at risk
of... That's a good problem to solve.
So, you know, I have a point of view on that, okay?
Okay.
Any flight, I think, that is 3 hours, 3.5 hours plus, in my opinion, smells of fart anyway.
Anyway, okay. It is a fart smell thing.
Yeah. I was dying in this, like, so this flight is about 5.5-6 hours. And I feel after 3-3.5 hours, people don't even feel bad. Like, they just fart because you need to, man.
You need to. And, you know, that's the other problem with feeding people in a captive environment. Yeah. Who came up with this idea that, you know, you must feed people? How about, you know, don't feed people, starve people. You know, give them IV or something. So they don't die. Like, you know, enough glucose and energy.
Just to keep you barely alive. And the other
thing
is...
I think that sounds far more inhuman than these things.
So the other thing is sometimes the menu choice is so terrible. You know, I've had things like a chickpea salad.
Yeah, exactly. Things like, like what is that chickpea paste thing?
The hummus.
With chickpeas is just silly, you know.
So that's what I'm saying. The fart problem, according to me, is not too bad because anyway you deal with farts. So that's
so
what
farts is okay. It's a non-issue according to you. Fair point. My only concern, I think the reason the internet brought up the farts is that it's at face level. It's at nose level. Like, it's one thing that the entire plane smells like fart. It's quite another when it's directed at you. Then it's a personal attack. I was thinking maybe design is the solution even here. Like, what if they're given some sort of absorbent pads?
Okay.
To wear.
Throughout the journey.
Throughout the journey. If you're sitting on top, you have to wear these absorbent pad-like things in case you fart.
It's a nice idea, man.
If I will be willing to wear it.
What if you stick the pad to the seat itself? So
stick the pad to the seat itself. That's a superb idea. Like, so people, you don't make people wear some stupid pads and all. Good idea. Stick the pad to the seat and it's disposable.
Yeah, disposable. Otherwise, were you imagining like an external chaddi, like a Superman type of thing?
I was
thing
thinking
that
they would have to go into the washroom to wear it. At the counter, along with your boarding pass, you get this little... like, you know... like you fart, but you know, lavender something comes out
smell
on the
comes.
Other side.
Hmm.
So suddenly, if you get lavender smell mixed faintly with fecal, Baba Ganoush.
I feel those are far worse.
That's far worse, no, than pure fart.
Because it's neither now then, you know. It's a new abomination.
It's like vanilla flavored fart. Yuck. That's a different kind of hell.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this airline special episode. Do write in and tell us what you guys think.
Yes.
Or if you
yes.
have any ideas.
Yeah, and you can write in on Instagram and Facebook at Far From Fact. We are very responsive on Instagram.
Yeah, and we love it when you guys follow us on Instagram or on Facebook or even on Spotify. You can also follow us on Spotify.
And you can rate us on Spotify as well.
And on iTunes.
Yeah, and if you want to send in some money,
so that we can start flying better.
Oh, wow. Imagine, Keshav, if we made that much money from this podcast, to fly. In the future.
To fly. To forget fly business. Fly. Just fly.
To fly.
I think to fly annually on a we plane. Can afford one flight where you can go and I can come. Return dono ka nahi hoga.
Right now, to be honest, we can just afford the Uber to the airport.
Uber to the airport. On the way back, share auto.
But we can dream, we can hope. Yeah.
Yes, yes, we can.
So, yeah, listeners, thank you. It was fun recording.
Yes,
after.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye, everyone. See you next week.